It is a darkly comic operetta about life in the Ravensbrück concentration camp, a concentration camp in northern Germany during World War II. My name is Megan Brody. I'm an assistant professor of theater and a faculty member in the Women and Gender Studies department at USM. It's a strange piece because one wouldn't typically think of a Holocaust operetta as comic at all.
There's probably not many other Holocaust operettas out there, are there?
I'm not aware of any other Holocaust operettas. Plays, yes, operettas, not so much.
In the Underworld, as it's called in English, was written under extraordinary circumstances by one of the inmates at Ravensbrück, an all-female camp. Brody commissioned an English translation of the work after initially reading it in French. She was struck, among other things, by its powerful message of defiance.
I think that it is such a fantastic historical and artistic artifact that I think should be accessible to English-speaking audiences.
In the Underworld is a mixture of dialogue, singing and dancing, and draws inspiration from French folk and classical music. The woman who wrote it, Germaine Tillion, was not a playwright, but a noted anthropologist. When war came, she joined the French resistance, and in 1943 found herself interned in Ravensbrück. Tillion wrote in the Underworld during her time there, partly as a way of entertaining the other inmates. She risked her life in writing it, but for some reason chose not to share her creation with the world after the war. Tillion resumed her academic career and kept the operetta locked away at home for 60 years. The work was first performed in 2007, a year before Germaine Tillion's death, aged 100.
I think it's a really important work. It's extremely exciting to be the part of any show that's new and fresh.
Eleanor Stransko is one of the 11 female cast members. She's preparing to go into final dress rehearsals, wearing the ragged uniform of a camp inmate. The character she plays is newly arrived at the camp, so Stransko had to shave her head for the role.
Emotionally, this last week of going into tech and going to our final dress rehearsals and putting on the makeup and putting on the clothing and the uniforms and being there under the lights, it can be really hard to take that off at the end of the night.
I've learned a lot of history. Just from participating in this play, I found out so much information about the Holocaust and World War II and all these camps and all the women that were in them.
Madeline James is preparing for the role of the narrator. She says it's her first experience of singing on stage. She also has a lot of lines to learn.
If you look at my script and the lines that I've highlighted, I should have just highlighted lines that weren't mine.
Leading the production's nine-piece orchestra is musical director Jonathan Marrow, who graduated from USM in 2012. He spent much of the last few months adapting the translated song lyrics to fit with the music. Painstaking work, he says, as it often meant having to completely rewrite the lyrics without changing their meaning.
Running my fingers through the thesaurus and dictionaries and rhyming dictionaries, trying to find the right lyrics to fit the songs. It was complicated, but it was also pretty rewarding at the end of the day.
I am so excited. I'm also eager to see how audiences react to it.
Director Megan Brody says In the Underworld contains some moments which are truly uncomfortable, including a joke about the concentration camp being fitted with gas heating.
We tried not to shy away from the dark humor and those moments, but it also is ultimately, I think, a story of hope and about the solidarity of these women in these particular circumstances. So more than anything else, I'm eager to share it with others and see what sort of conversation it sparks.
Storm is brewing high, dark clouds fill the sky, still the Schlosser won't cry. Through the rain I wait.
Yeah.